Good evening, everyone. This is John Adolfi, and welcome to our HUD Boot Camp for November. Today's what, November 15th? It's 7 p.m. We're at Adolfi Real Estate right now. We got a room full of people that are all here ready to learn about HUD homes. And I'm going to, you know, each of these presentations that last anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour, we've done a number of them, and each one is a little bit different. In the sense that, you know, there's going to be things that we say a little bit differently. Come on in. Yeah, have a seat. Grab your name tag, grab your water, and come on in. And also, too, the updates. What's the latest, the absolute latest that's going on in the HUD home industry? Now, let me just go ahead and begin. First off, let me tell you what a HUD home is, because I get that question asked all the time. I was asked that today even. A HUD home is a property that somebody purchased with FHA financing. Okay, you got conventional financing, Sunny May, FHA. They bought it with FHA financing, and they got into trouble. And the bank foreclosed on them. After the bank forecloses on them, then they send that property to... Come on, answer. They send that property, the bank come and takes it back from the owner after a foreclosure action. Once they do that, the bank says, well, we don't want it. So the government says, well, we insured it. They insure the loan. And so they take the property back from the bank. They pay the bank off exactly what's owed. Principal, back interest, legal fees, taxes, water bills, whatever. And they pay them off. So let's say a $70,000 property had $120,000 in total liens on it. Total. Government comes in and wipes them all out. And the question I always get is, does the government pay any respect to the amount of money they just paid for it when they put it back on the market and put the price on it? The answer is no. It's completely wiped out. They start with a brand new slate. They hire an appraiser to go out there and appraise the property. And that's how they come up with their initial asking price when they re-release it as a HUD home. Todd.
Got a quick question. Does that also include IRS loans? Because I heard that trumps everything.
An IRS
lien?
That's I do not know.
Okay.
All I do know, the question was asked, does that include IRS liens? And the bottom line is that when these, and I've either dealt with or sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these, there's never been a residual lien on the property that either has already been taken care of or they will take care of. Okay? So the answer to your question is they has to. Because it's going to be free and clear. And that's another question I get. Are HUD homes free and clear of all liens? Yes. What about the taxes? Do they pay the taxes? Yes, they do. And whatever taxes they haven't paid or paid in the future, they prorate it to the day of closing. You're never stuck with back taxes. The one thing you do want to pay attention to and write down water bill. Water bill is one that doesn't normally sneak by anymore, but it has in the past. And you don't want to... Todd, how much did your water bill cost you that snuck past you?
It was like $68.
Okay, $68. But some of these water bills can be into the hundreds of dollars, so you just got to watch it. That's the one thing that can. Did you have a question?
Okay.
All right, so a house becomes a HUD home. And the question is, where do they show up? They show up in real time on www.hudhomestore.com. www.hudhomestore.com. Don't Google HUD Home Store. You'll wind up on one of these pay sites. Okay? Just delete it out of your URL, your web address bar, and just put it right in there and you'll be fine. Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to navigate to the New York State site. How do you do that? When you get to the HUDHomestore.com, you're going to see a map of New York State. Click on the New York State icon. You will get to New York State, all the properties just in New York State. Put that in your favorites. If you want more than one county, if you're stuck with one county, then in the search fields, write Onondaga, click submit or whatever, and return, and then you'll get only Onondaga. Then put that in your favorites. It makes the user experience much more fun, especially if you're going to spend some time there. Also, if you like phone apps, they've got two awesome apps in the upper right-hand corner for both Android and for iPhone. And I like it, and the people that before I even adapted to it told me they loved it. Absolutely loved it. And it's very, very well done. All right. I'll give you an update of what's been happening for the last 5 years. In January of 2011, we had 235 HUD homes in New York State. We thought we were doing pretty good. We were cooking with oil at that point. Then the market crash of 2008 caught up with New York State, and the foreclosure process came to a screeching halt. And as a result of that, of trying to protect the consumer, put more stopgaps in place, this whole robo-signing, all that you heard on the news and everything, slowed the process down to where in January of 2012, or 1 year later, there were 16 HUD homes. And that stayed like that from 13 to 30 HUD homes in all of New York State for almost a little more than 2 years. Boy, it was famine. You know how much I love to do HUDs? It was hard for me because there were so few of them. It was hard to buy a HUD home and flip it. Flipping weather came to an end right around 2010, 2011. And the reason is you couldn't get it for cheap enough to be able to flip it and make a buck. Not to say you couldn't one ever, it's just that there were so few of them that it made it more difficult. And so what you had to do was buy it and rent it. Or owner financing. Those were your two stopgaps. A year later, in January of 2013, it went from 16 to 44, and we're like going, woohoo, you know? And then two years later, in January of 2015, we're at 75 HUD homes. Do you see what's going on there? 4 years of anemic HUD property inventory. All the realtors kind of forgot about them, and they kind of said, thank goodness, we don't have to deal with them. Do you know how they deal with them? Their customers say, we want to see this HUD home. And then they kind of go, I'll get into that in just a second, but they kind of like, maybe we should go see this one instead. They're reluctant. They didn't have to do that, and they got out of practice even more. But typically, realtors do not like doing HUD homes, typically. And the reason why I know this is because since 1988 doing these, and a lot of them knew I had a reputation that I did this a lot, they would come to me and they would confess to me, John, I hate doing these. I'd hear that over and over and over again. And then I would hear from clients, John, they wouldn't sell me. They would try to steer me away. They'd give this look on their face when I told them I want to see this HUD home. Over and over and over and over again. I had this one guy who went into somewhere in Oswego County. I won't even go any further than that. I think on one of my tapes I said where exactly. He went there and he went to a real estate office and said, I want to put an offer in, a full price offer in on this HUD home. And they said, Mr. So-and-so, we would love to do a deal for you, but we will not put this offer in for you on a HUD home. We don't do HUD homes. He went to two places and got turned down, and finally the third place put the offer in for him. True story. January 2015, 75 HUD homes. What happens next? May of 2015, it goes up to 90 HUD homes. Woo! July 2015, 160 HUD homes. Now I'm thinking, we're good. We're doing good here. February 2016, we're at 228. We're just about where we were, where we left off in January. 5 years later, it finally got back to where it was. Oh, but it gets better because in February, it was 228. April 15th of this year, 320. And June 20th of this year, 397. And I've seen it go slightly over 400 at times. And I'll explain to you in a second, there's a new management company in town. Before the new management company came in town, there were about 350 on their website. And let me talk about the management company. The hierarchy is sales agent, listing agent, which would be us, management company, and then HUD Philadelphia. Okay? The management company has a huge role and responsibility. Okay? They're the ones that put the properties out there. They're the ones that collect them all. They're the ones that make the decisions on the bids. Huge. There was a company called Sage, S-A-G-E, that started in May. They took over the whole Northeast. They were overwhelmed, they were understaffed, and they didn't do a great job, at least this time around, and they were basically fired. Another company called BLB Resources just took over last month. So if you get on the HUD site right now, you'll find about 100 properties. Maybe tomorrow morning you might find 110. What they did 3 weeks ago is when they went through the management shift, they took all the properties off the HUD site, and they only left about 12 or 15 on there that were the new ones, not the old inventory, the new ones that they just started to release. And then they had all the brokers, the listing agents like us, do all new inspections, photos, broker price opinions, everything. And so we had about 100 properties in 2 weeks that we had to do that too. It was a massive undertaking, massive. So now with all that information in mind, they can start re-releasing them, all the old inventory. That's what's going on, Stacy. That's right. So just keep watching the HUD home site.
Who's responsible for the homes I have offers in?
Well, BLB and us, unless we're not the listing agent, okay? Most of them we are. Just keep watching the HUD site, and as soon as it pops up, it's going to be a one-day bid. So.
Oh, you can come.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. That's the history of what's going on in this local market. Now, why should you care about this? Well, obviously there's something or you wouldn't be here. But why should you really care about what I just shared with you? Because there's opportunities here. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, minute for minute that we have to spend on this area, HUD homes are your best source of inventory for investment. Not the only. There's HomePath. There's HubZoo, the auction site. Yeah. There's auction.com, which I'm not fond of. So there are other avenues out there. There's auctions like BrassTech Auction. There's you putting your sign up there that says, "We buy houses." You know, there's all sorts of ways of finding it. But I believe, and I'll explain why HUDs are really, really great. Now, for those of you out there and here this evening, if you only have a certain limited amount of time, this is the way to go. I'll explain the system in just a moment of why this is your best use of your time. I'm going to explain tonight that every HUD home that you go and actually physically go inside, inspect, maybe take a few notes, take a few photos or whatever and catalog it in your mind, is an investment in your future. And that's not hyperbole. That's the real deal. And I'll explain when we get to the part of the system, explain why and perhaps even contrast it with the other types of properties out there, and you'll understand a little bit more why I'm so sold on these. And it has a lot to do with their bidding system. But let's go ahead and continue on. There's a break in the dam, finally. After all that shadow inventory that's been, you know, it's finally happening in New York State. By the way, at one time there was 4 to 6 million properties in this shadow or abeyance status throughout the United States. Florida and California have already moved all their shadow inventory in and out. They're done. And their property values are starting to rise, have for the last couple of years. That's the reason why. All the dead inventory is... Now, they just have to move the normal flow that's going through. Or not, you know. Which brings me back to Syracuse and Onondaga County. I'm going to give you an example. This is a stat you will not read anywhere else, only because I'm a nut with numbers and I remember this and I catalog this in my brain, then I repeat it enough times and I'm able to keep hold of this. Back during the 90s, there were 200 to 300 HUD homes in Onondaga County every year. There were 1,200 total foreclosed properties of all flavors every year in Onondaga County. This was during the 90s, okay? I was told by one individual who was doing the Onondaga market in the early 2000s that maybe that was cut in half. Okay, let's just say it's cut in half and it remains cut in half. That's 100 to 150 every year. That's one HUD home every 2 to 3 days. Okay, in Onondaga County. That's just HUD. That's really cool. If it's 300, it's almost one a day. In Oswego County, it was somewhere between 100 to 150. And in Cayuga and Madison, it was 50 a year. Kind of give you an idea. What it also means is, and I don't know this for a fact, but it seems reasonable to say that for those 4 years, all those properties that weren't coming out were held back. There's got to be at least 1,000 to 1,500 properties that have yet to be released on top of the normal flow. It's a lot of properties. 1,500 doesn't sound like a lot. Even 4 to 6 million nationwide doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. For the last 5, 6 years, you folks have been driving in your normal neighborhoods and all of a sudden starting to see so many vacant homes that you've never seen anything like that before because they've been accumulating. It's not that the neighborhood's going to pot or, you know, that there's more foreclosures or whatever. No, it's just that they've been accumulating because they slowed everything down, you know? Come on in. All right, so continuing on. More HUD homes mean more opportunity. More HUD homes mean more opportunity. Let me say that one more time. More HUD homes mean more opportunity. Where there's more HUD homes, there's more chance of getting them at a lower price. All things equal, you're going to get them at a lower price than if they were in 2013 or 2012. Just makes sense. You know, more. The people aren't going to all of a sudden, more people aren't going to be there. So, you know. There's some bid periods. Okay. On the HUD Home Store website, there's 3 bidding periods. Okay. Let me explain how the HUD works. It's not an auction. It's a sealed bid format. Okay. What does that mean? It means that, let's say Lee puts an offer in and Todd puts an offer in. Lee puts it in through me and Todd puts it in through another realtor. Number one, even as a listing agent, we don't even know that Todd put an offer in with his listing agent. It keeps everybody honest, doesn't it? You know what I'm saying? No, like, hey, Lee, just got an offer in for 50. Put it in for 50,500. How many times do you think that's happened behind the scenes? It's human nature, unfortunately. It happens. So they've got this awesome system where you can't do that. And so that's one cool thing about why HUD is superior. So that they use a bidding system. Lee comes to me and says, I like Smith Street. I want to put a bid in. Sure, Lee. How much? What kind of financing do you want to do? Or maybe we've already discussed that. And so Lee says, I want to put it in for $50,000. So Lee puts it in for $50,000. If Todd puts an offer in for $50,001 and he's going to finance it and Lee goes cash $50,000, guess who wins the next day if they both go in at the same time? $50,001. That's how they do it. There isn't this, because I get it all the time. Hey, John, tell them I got cash. They don't care. They don't care. Not at all. Not at all. It doesn't give you an advantage in any respect. Okay? So cash offers are good for you because it's easier to close them. It's easier to go through the process. So there's the lottery bid period. When you see lottery on properties, just means you can't bid on it. That's the easiest way to say it. It means that not-for-profits can, but you can't. Some of them come out on lottery. I've noticed lately that very few anymore are. Last year, a lot of them came out on lottery. And what does lottery mean? It just means the house is either in a revitalization area or it's beat up. That's the best way to explain it. It's beat up to where it's in an uninsurable condition. And people say, uninsurable, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can't get house insurance on it? No, it just means you can't get mortgage insurance. You can't get a mortgage on it easily. Okay, but there are ways to do that. But most of you are investors, and anybody here listening to this program, that if you are an owner-occupant, somebody who's going to live in the house for at least a year as your primary residence, then some of these financing options are going to be for you. Uninsurable properties, you can buy it with what they call an FHA 203K rehab loan. Okay, so yes, you can get them with financing. But you investors out there, I got a whole seminar that's coming up on how to finance these, but let me tell you what the investors do. They pull the money out of a 401k. They get somebody else who has money. They do a home equity line of credit on their house. They do a home equity line of credit on a property that they own but don't live in. You can do that. That's how they usually do it. They usually have the cash. Only once out of umpteen hundred times that I've done this have I ever done an investor that did financing with 25% down at a bank, and it was a nightmare. And then he said, then he did it again. And he said, oh no, John, it'll be different this time because, you know, the last time, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, we'll see. And all of a sudden, about 6 weeks into it, he's like going, I'm going cash. And I said, good. So, the second bid period that you're going to see on there, on the HUD Home Store website, is exclusive. Exclusive means owner-occupant. Somebody who's going to live in the house for at least a year as their primary residence. Not their second home, primary residence. Exclusive. All right? Now, I'm gonna skip this part right here. Exclusive bid periods last anywhere between 5 to 15 days. 5 to 15 days. There's a clock on there. You got to watch the clock. It'll tell you when this is about to end. And this is where you win by inches and seconds. This is part of my system. I'll explain in a second, but it has something to do with the timing of this. All right? So, because at the end, we'll see in just a second here, of that 5 to 15 days, there is something called the extended bid period. Extended bid period is where you guys and gals want to jump in. That's when investors or non-owner occupant purchasers can jump in on these. Now, HUD is not the only one that does this. HomePath has a thing called First Look. And you have to be, an investor has to wait 21 days in order for them to be able to bid. So this is not like, you know, they made this up. So understand that you can bid at the earliest 6 to 16 days after the property is initially introduced on the HUD site. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, I'm never going to be able to buy a house like, you know, this way with this kind of system. They're all going to get snatched up. Pray that the appraisers continue to appraise them too high. And they do. What happens when they appraise them too high? That's when your opportunity even increases. Because that means they're too high priced. That means not an owner-occupant is going to pay for it. No investor is going to pay for it. And you got to wait for the property to season. Seasoning means just nothing more than the property going down in price 10% every 30 days until it's time. And this is part of my system. We'll talk about in just a second how we can track that and do that. When it's on extended bid, it's a daily bid at that point. 24-hour bid periods. People get all excited. It's like, John, it's got 6 hours left, and I want to get a bid in. And it's like, don't worry. This has been an investor bid at this price point for the last 2 weeks. Nobody's most likely going to jump in and buy it right now. And maybe it's not even a good time for you to jump in and buy it right now. So let's just talk about it. We do. We'll have conversations, very frank conversations, behind the scenes, one-on-one. Todd, did we not do that?
Absolutely.
Several, right?
Several times.
Yeah, on many properties, too. Well, a few properties, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And Lee, did you buy a HUD home?
I did.
Yeah. Lee ended up on our Wall of Fame. And Lee bought this two-family house. And what street was this on?
Wilson Street.
Wilson Street, which is right off of?
James.
Yes. What's the zip code on that one?
13203.
13203, okay. And he bought this two-family house, and you are almost done fixing it.
Yeah, the top unit's rented, bottom's ready to go, just have Section 8 coming to do an inspection.
Great, and it's cash flowing already.
Correct.
Now, when did you close on this?
The 30th of August.
Okay. And you started, and when did you collect your first rental check? Is it October?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Okay, great. So, and again, we have other seminars that we're going to do that are going to more address Because right now we could launch into a direction with this and talk about, you know, multifamilies, single families, which is better to get, you know, and whatnot, and how to fix up a HUD home or any type of home. You know, what do you do? Rental versus flipping, you know, there's a difference. But yeah, and listen, our goal at Adolphy Real Estate is to make you really a happy client and want to, without me taking the pen and guiding your hand along, what I have in my hands right now, which you can't see, those that are listening, is a framed testimonial that goes up on our wall of fame. And what it is that what Lee did, along with about 160 others, is wrote a handwritten testimonial, tell him what he liked best about working with us or the deal that he got. And then we took a nice snapshot of Lee in front of the house and framed it, and it's up on our wall for everyone to see. And our goal is to have you guys up there. I mean, you don't have to be up there, but a lot of people really dig it, you know. And all right, so on the weekends, it's a 3-day bid period. When there's a holiday on Monday, it's a 4-day bid period over the weekend. It's still daily, but it's not. They don't open anything up over the weekend. Now, question I guess. John, if I was to put a bid on Friday at 9 a.m. in the morning or at 9 p.m. at night on Sunday, will there be any difference? No. No. What if it's a holiday on Monday and I do the same thing at 5 p.m.? No. No difference. It's all opened up and looked at as the same on Monday or if it's a holiday on Tuesday. All right. Bidding strategies. How much do I bid below the asking price? Well, 10% under you can do. But Sage introduced this 6% thing. Now, please understand, none of these management companies give up this information. They've got a, and I was told by one management company, they got a 500-page manual that they got all these secrets and procedures and stuff behind the scenes. The only way you can find out what they'll take is to swing the bat. That's how you can personally find out. For me, I got to swing the bat for clients over and over and over and over again. Then I start to see a pattern. And then I get at least an idea of what they might do at any given time. And still that's not completely 100%. Not meaning that they'll try to get you for less than 6%, but I'm saying sometimes there's opportunity for even a deeper discount than 10%. It's just how you... But even if there was no 20% or 25% or 30%, I've seen those. And I'll show you one in a second that's even more than that. Go ahead, Lee.
How do you know what stage the property is in? Is it, say, on MLS? Or if someone didn't have...
When you say stage, are you talking about the three bidding...
You're
talking about...
You're just driving by to see your sign, and you want to look at the house.
Okay, so the question is that how do I find out what status it's in? So let's say that I haven't done a video on it, I haven't sent out anything, email or whatever, and you just happen to see one of my signs, you know. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me at that point and say, John, 310 Barker Road in Jordan, what's the status of it? Oh, Lee, it's sold. Oh, okay, thanks. Do you know what it's sold for? You know, it's like, oh, Lee, it's... I'm interested in that. We'll talk about the system in just a second. So, yeah, that you just pick up the phone and call us.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's another thing that's so cool about the HUD system. They keep all their bids in their system. Why is that important? Why is that a strategic advantage? Let's say Lee puts an offer in August of this year on a property that was at $100,000 and he put it in for $65,000. And the property went down in price and went down in price. And then all of a sudden a management company came in and they switched management companies and everything slowed down for a couple of months. And then they started back up and then, you know, and then maybe the management company said, hey, maybe we'll look at whatever we got in there and see if there's any low offers that we might want to take. All of a sudden we get an email that says, Lee just got it. Lee, do you still want it? I sure do. It's yours, $65,000. Wow! Lee puts an offer in for $65,000. A week later, Rich puts an offer in for $60,000. HUD won't take any less than $90,000. When you put your $65,000 offer in, Lee, a month ago, let's just say, they countered offered you at $90,000. Put it in for $65,000, they countered offer you $90,000. Rich, when you put your offer in for $60,000, they counter offer you at $90,000. And guess what, Lee? They're going to counteroffer you at 90 again without you even putting an offer in. Now, let's say the property went down to 90 and they decide to go ahead and just counteroffer everybody in their database at 81. All of a sudden, Lee and Rich get a counteroffer without even putting another offer in for 81. I've seen them do this. Yeah. Or I've seen people put in an offer in at 81. It's at 100. And just before they lower it to 90 and they would accept an 81 offer, they just give it to the 81 offer without it even showing 90,000 in the public's eye. Do you see how this can work to one's advantage? Do you know why this is so awesome? Here it is. I got goosebumps on my legs right now just saying that because I know it's coming. Normally, when you put an offer in on a government-owned home, like HomePath, I've sold many HomePaths, but you put it in, they don't look at it for a week, and then another offer comes in. And then they say, highest and best. Now I got a bid against myself. I got a bid against somebody else. I'm going to offer more than what I really wanted to. And if I don't go up, guess who doesn't get it? Lee doesn't get it. Right? That's what happens. And then when it's like a bank foreclosure, REO as they call them, Jim Harriff, Jim's got a lot of those. Jim puts it out there. I remember one kid went out there. I knew I couldn't get to it fast enough. You know, they were just, you know, John, I want to see this. I don't know if it was one or two people that called me, wanted to see it right then and there. Had to see it right then and there. And as much as I wanted to accommodate, I said, you're going to have to go straight to Jim. I hate to refer your business back to the competition, but in all fairness to you and your experience, you're going to need to do that. So we did. I can't remember all what happened, but he ended up coming back to me, and he ended up coming back on the market, and I ended up putting the offer in for him. I think I sold it to him, but my point is I couldn't get to it quick enough. There should have been a half a dozen offers on it. Do you see what I mean? It's a bum's rush is what I'm getting at. And then there's this highest and best thing again. Or not. There was I don't do a lot of property sales in City of Syracuse. I'm sorry. Not City of Syracuse, the university section. Never had a large call for it. I got my feet wet real, real quick just recently on SU. Any of you out there who want to know about SU or want to get your feet wet with SU properties, single family, multifamily, contact me. I'll be happy to get you in on my SU system, so to speak, of trying to find a property. Property came out on the market for $99,000. And they said no offers until a week from now. My guy sneaks in there, right? He sneaks in there. He puts an offer in for well over the $99,000. And over $30,000 over the asking.
Which property?
The property was on... No. No, it wasn't.
Because that was about $99,000.
Is that right? Yeah. So, here my point is, all that I just described does not take place with HUD. When Todd comes to me and sees a property and says, John, I want to put an offer on this. What do you think we should do? We talk about it. And we put the offer in and HUD responds the next day. He's in the system indefinitely. And if I find out that we have to resubmit and they're not in there indefinitely anymore, I'll find that out and then we'll just keep every time the price reduction takes place, we'll just resubmit if that's what we need to do. We'll know that as time goes on with this new management company. But if they stay there indefinitely... So, what should you be doing? Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. This is where you win in inches and seconds on HUD's bidding system. That's how you do it, in part. We'll get a little bit more in depth with that. I'm going to give you an example. Here's 102 Jarrett Drive in Syracuse, 13219, down in Westvale area. Original asking price was $89,000 in August of 2014. Okay? It's a ranch, 3-bedroom, nice little house. It sold for $80,478. All of you would all have gone, oh, there's no way I'd pay that. Of course you wouldn't. Man, I would like to have paid a lot less than that. Of course you would. It's how you make money. Went back on the market a month and a half later. It's like, ooh. They lowered it 10% from $89,000 to $80,100. So what do you think the lowest you could get it for at that point? $72,430 would be the low bid on this. Okay? Because I had somebody in the system or whatever, but they sent me that, so I didn't have to even second guess it. $72,430 was their lowest that they would take at $80,100. Now understand, it came out in August. Now we're in what? February. August, September, October, November, December, January. Almost 6 months. That's seasoned. But because it went on and off the market and there were some other things that were at play, 6 months you'd see six price reductions. No? No. One price reduction in 6 months. In March 16th of 2015, another month later, it sold for $50,000. They're not desperate. Got to understand that there's no emotion, but it's 7 months. They need to do something.
So you're saying that somebody bought it and then they didn't do anything with it? That's why it went back on the market?
You talking about the first time? You mean when it sold for whatever, 80? Yeah, what happens a lot of times is that the financing falls through. That's what happens. And I don't know for sure, but that would be my guess. A lot of times that's what happens when they...
financing.
Yeah, the person's financing. Sometimes there's a title issue and they don't want to wait around. And then they fix the title issue and then they put it back on the market. Sometimes that happens too. Most of the time it's always the fault of the buyer that their finances fall apart. 50 grand. Okay, watch this. That's 37.5% under the asking price. This is an extreme example, but I'll tell you something. This happens. And unfortunately, I wasn't the one who sold it. And it was actually an independent broker, realtor, who bought it himself. Yep. Okay, we'll talk about my system in a second, but I just want to tell you one thing. I don't compete with my clients. I bought 9 and I flipped 9, okay? But I don't compete with my clients. Number one, they've stopped us from doing that even if we wanted to, because you used to be able, as a broker, to be able to purchase HUD homes listing agent. I don't know. No, they stopped that. It's when I became a listing agent in 2010. So I was just buying it anyways, but I still don't compete with them when I was not a listing agent for HUD, but just selling them, you know? The only two times that I bought them was after I showed the properties to as many people as I could, and they all couldn't see the vision, and I just kind of went, what's the matter with these people? I'm going to buy it. And I did. I bought two of them like that. But this is after, man. I showed it to everybody I could, and they all kind of like turned their nose up, and I'm like, yeah. So I bought them, and I made money on both of them. I made $20,000 on one, and I made $30,000 on the other. Here's my system, okay? I don't get to all of them. I used to up until about a year or so ago because of the flood that took place. But I shoot as many of these properties as possible and I put them on video. I go through, I explain things, okay? Watch the videos. Here's the different ways you can watch the video. Number one, sign up for my newsletter, if you want to call it a newsletter, an email alert. In there, I describe it briefly and then I put the price. Sometimes I put bidding suggestions, a video to the YouTube video link, and you get those via email. And you can sign up for those. Just go to adolfi.com. That's adolfi.com. In the upper right-hand corner, it says, sign up for our newsletter. I am a homeowner. I am an investor. Choose whatever circle you are. Put your email address in there and sign up for it. That's how you can be alerted by me when I'm ready to alert about something. You can also go to my YouTube channel and sign up there if you know how to do that. I haven't signed up for a YouTube channel like in like decade and a half, so I can only tell you that if you go to my YouTube channel, just look me up. You can, because that's where I drop them first. When I make the videos, I drop them into YouTube before it goes anywhere else. So if you want to get the video before anybody else does, go to YouTube and subscribe. But the important thing is watch my videos. And I do put my videos on to my website, which again is adolfi.com. All right. Once you look at the video, at the comfort of your own home, 6 minutes of your life, staying there watching me say whatever, and you go, I like this property, I want to go see it. Pick up the phone and call me, or hit reply and say, John, what do we got to do to go to see this property? We get you inside. Go see the properties. Here's the reason why this is going to see a property is not wasting your time. Because each of these properties you see, you can then make a decision quickly. And if you've only got 24 hours sometimes, you know, to do this, or 12 hours really, then if you have it already, you've printed out the sheet, you've made your notes, and you tuck it away. I have a guy that I sold 19 HUD homes to in 2009. He goes to the auctions, he catalogs all of them, he puts in there how much he would have paid for it. Bank buys it back before they give it to the government. They pay an exorbitant amount of money. He doesn't buy them all. Doesn't buy even a fraction of them. But when I call him, when they become HUD homes, come back to him and he goes, oh, hold on, let me grab my file. Yeah, I bid 45 on that one. And he bought 19 of them, and he's got a very sharp pencil, I can tell you that right now. 19 by doing this system and with his sharp, and he already previewed the properties. He didn't have to leave his office. Each one of these is an investment of time because of HUD's bidding system. Because it's not a bum's rush. Because now you're not bidding against someone else at the same time. And at least, you know, if you are, you won't know it. But if you are, because it's sealed bid. But there's none of this highest and best stuff. It'll drive you nuts. You know, the guy that I sold the 19 to, do you know what he did? He put three offers in on three non-HUD homes within a couple of week period. I did it for him. Didn't get any of them. Within a week later, he put four offers in on HUD and got all four. Same system of in his mind, same system as far as coming up to a certain price, getting this price point, correct, for himself. And because of, I believe it's part in large part because of the system. Okay, go see the properties. So we already saw that, Tom, you go and see the property on Jarrett Road, 102 Jarrett, when it was at 89. You go, John, I'd love to pick it up for $55,000, $60,000, but right now 89 is just too much for me to be able to make any money. All right, Tom, let's go ahead and put your offer in for $60,000. How's that sound? Great. So you get into their system. And so then a month or two or whatever, three goes by and it sells for, or was it a month later, it sold for $80,000. Sorry, Tom, it sold for 80. Okay, John. All of a sudden, it comes back on the market. And the next thing you know, a month later, they dip down, they grab Tom's offer for 60. Did Tom waste his time? Absolutely not. He had two chances. Three, I think. Did you see what I'm getting at? So it's like, you notice how it's like paper towel versus a cloth towel. Paper towel, you use it once, you throw it away. That's with most real estate out there. With the HUDs, it's like you throw it in the wash and you get it back all fresh, ready to go again. That's, I know that's kind of a weird analogy, but that's how it is. You get to use it again and again. Your time spent looking at these, I can't tell you. And the people who have done it, look, I do this to a mass audience right now. Those of you guys who are listening out there and the people here, one will do it, and then when the one does it, he all of a sudden buys a HUD home. Brian, who came in here briefly and took off, I don't know where he went. But anyway, Brian was in here. He just came in here just a little bit ago. He did exactly that. He took me to the word. He didn't think this was a good idea, but he said, I'm going to try it anyways. So he did. He went and looked at least a dozen HUD homes, threw in offers, and we sold him two, three, Hope Place in Baldwinsville. Todd, do you remember that one at all? Hope Place, 41, I think it is. Hope Place came out. Oh golly, what did it come out for? Like originally, like 45, 50 or something. Anyway, he picked it up for $28,000 in Baldwinsville. What are you going to buy anything in Baldwinsville for $28,000? Can't even buy a garage for $28,000 in Baldwinsville. I'm serious. But he hung in there and he stuck around and he was familiar with the property and he did it. And he got another one for really cheap.
So you only have to put your offer in one time?
One time.
I suggest putting it in multiple times.
One time. Yeah, I'll tell you what. When I find out that they don't recognize the offers that are in and they kind of wipe them out. When I hear that, then we'll put them in each time the property. I will call you each time the property goes down in price, say, do you want to go ahead and resubmit?
Okay.
That's what I'll do. But until I find that out, we're going to assume, just like they've been doing in the past, that the offer is still in there.
So if they counter offer you, you don't want to go up in price, just resubmit the first one? Is that...
No, you just hit, you just sit tight. You just sit tight and wait. And then all of a sudden the price goes down. Hey, guess what? The price just went down. Great. Sit tight. Yep, sit tight a little bit longer. Absolutely. Maybe you do want to go up a little bit. Maybe the numbers will work. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if you've ever been online. I don't know if you've ever looked into what the so-called experts tell you about how to bid on HUD homes. They're out there. They'll either sell you your information or you'll read it on some blog or whatever. And I've seen the stuff. Things like 87% or 88%. You'll hear 88 or 87%. No. Then you'll hear, put in an offer every day for $100 less or more or $1,000 or the same one. No. The less offers they get, the more apt they are to grab one that's low because there's nothing going on. You get it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you put in once a week, once a day. It's obnoxious. They think it works. Maybe their system does work and there's something I don't know. I don't know. And there's different management companies out there too. They all kind of follow the same... somewhat same, you know, pattern, but there could be slight nuances. Yeah.
Doesn't the bank also boost it up, like, if I put 60 on it and then they go 70? Just to get you...
No.
Flyer?
No. Well, first off... No, it's not a bank. You're talking about... Well, that bank is different. This is government-owned, so they... Yeah, because it's government-owned, and they... If they're asking 70 and you put an offer in for 70, they'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you put, have an offer, if you put an offer in for 63, they'll most likely take it.
$40,000
The $40,000 is going to be one of these things where we just sit and watch it. So I'm going to show you a formula in just a second that works kind of good. So you call me and let me know there's an interest. Unless you call me and let me know there's an interest, I can't market to you personally. I can't personalize Smith Road. Unless Rich calls me up and says, John, I'm interested in Rich in Smith Road. And we get him inside. He says, I'm definitely interested in Smith Road, not at this price. Okay. So then we just track it. And as soon as it goes down in price, you the folks that are listening are not going to be able to see this. This is the heart of my system. When I travel outside the area, this goes with me. I would sleep with this if I could. These are all the HUD properties that we are trying to sell. And what these are, and you can do this too, is that when a property appears, let's say you're an Onondaga County person, okay? You open up a file, one for Syracuse, one for Onondaga County, because it's going to fill up. That's what I've had to do. So you pull the original information off the HUD list. Go on the tax rolls, get what you can from there, staple it, put it in your folder. Then you decide whether you want to see it or not. See if I have a video on it or not. And then track it. Because you won't know what the original asking price is on these unless you actually pull it and track it yourself. Because when you do this, that means you pretty much said, I'm convinced about this too. I'm not going to look at anything else. I'm going to plant my flag in the HUD arena and do this for a while. What is a while? 6 months to a year. 6 months to a year. You might hit something right away, but I always tell people 6 months to a year. Okay? So yeah, I've got in five different counties, I've got pretty much every single HUD home, and I'm tracking everything. Tracking. The best place that you can be, and I'll show it to you. Here's 60 County Route 26 in West Monroe. And this is where you want to be. Right here. When you get on the back of the sheet, that means every time something just burps, I'm going to be calling you. Okay? It's not to say that I'm not going to blast it to the umpteen people that I have in my database, but you're going to know about it. Personally, for me, it's part of the system. And this is where you win by inches and seconds. You get personalized information. That's the reason why these formulas and stuff, which I'm going to show you my own formula, these formulas don't work, really, because you have to personalize each one. You have to. Place lower offers on these properties, and if they're priced too high. You know, most of them are priced too high. Place lower offers. Here's a question that comes up in mind. John, what if I got three offers in on three properties, and all of a sudden two of them, they tell me on the same day that they're mine? What do I do? What a wonderful problem to have. Choose which one you want, and then we'll write a little letter saying we're not interested in the other one. That's it. Ideally, I'd like to see somebody put 15 offers in. Just keep putting them in on different properties that seem right. You know, the right price. We can talk about that too. What's the right price on these? Be happy to, you know, to guide you along. Then what you do is you wait, and then you score. That's what happens. That's what Brian did on a couple of them. The guy that the Phantom of the HUD event. Okay, so going back to this, that's 37.5% on Jarrett Road under the asking price of $80,100 and 44% under the original asking price. Okay, so let me show you something. Take any HUD property original listing price. Here's Jarrett Drive, 89%. I discovered something one day. Now, this is to assume that they still continue doing 10% under, you know, every 30, 45, it was 45 days for a while, every 30 days. So you kind of see where that's going to land. And so I saw this property in Fulton, and in Fulton it was $60,000, and I saw it sell for $35,000. I sold it, actually, to the guy that bought 19 HUD homes. Then I saw another property for $60,000, and guess what it sold for? $35,000. And I'm like going, I think that there's a formula here. I think that, because I was doing the formula without knowing there was a formula. I was looking at the 10% price reductions and kind of anticipating, and as a result of that, Fifty-eight percent is a good low ball percentage to multiply it by its original asking price. Now, this is not foolproof. This is just a guide. If all else fails and you don't have a clue, 58%. Now, I told you there were two $60,000 properties that sold for $35,000. Let's try this out on Jarrett Drive. Jarrett Drive was $89,000. Multiply that by 58%, $51,620. What did it sell for?
50.
So it came very, very close. Now, for those of you that really love to dig into things, I don't even look at this website. Maybe I should. There's a whole bunch of information, inside information on past properties that you will love. And it is called www.hudhomevalue.com. And I'm going to show you, again, hudhomevalue.com. I'm going to show you, here's Jarrett Drive on HUD Home Value, okay? It sold for $50,000, but with the commission gone, it netted $47,000 to HUD, okay? And there it shows what it sold for, when it went back, when it went on for, shows the property listed, the day it was listed, I'm sorry, here, and then the price reductions, and it gives a whole history of it. Who bought it, owner occupant type. You see, isn't that cool? Yeah. So this is a really good tool. Now, look at this. Estimated best bid, $41,315. I wouldn't have said that. That's too low. That's more than 50%. Yeah, I mean, I was just going there. You're right. In that area, it's like, Now, that's being a little bit presumptuous. But, you know, this is a robot giving us these statistics for whatever reason. You get a human involved. You need a human involved that can sit there and factor in some other things, you know, and like I say, personalize it. All right, and there's the contact information. For those of you listening who don't know us, you can give us a call at 315-695-6434, okay? And it was really great having you guys here. We're going to have a little Q&A, but I'm going to go ahead and turn the recording off. And you folks that are listening, thanks again, and have a wonderful evening, or day, or afternoon. Bye.